Asar Ahmed is a lucky man. He was kidnapped by gunmen in Baghdad last week. He was held for 3 days and then thrown into the trunk of a car for a journey he was sure would end in his death. But he was rescued when a U.S. patrol stumbled across him. More now from NPR's Ann Garrels.
It all started with a routine patrol, pulling out of one of the new combat outposts. Home for Charlie Company from the 2nd Battalion, 12th Infantry Regiment, is now Ghazaliya, one of Baghdad's most dangerous districts. The outpost sits on the fault line between Sunni and Shiite enclaves. As the troops moved through the streets, a sniper fired on them. A gunfight broke out with the American troops pursuing the sniper. Sergeant Sergei Michaud caught sight of him as he jumped from rooftop to rooftop in the dense warren of houses.
The guy popped up, took a shot at me. I shot at him for a while, and we thought we wounded him, so we got out, went to the house where we shot at him, and we saw like two drops of blood, so we knew we wounded him.
It was while they were surrounding streets looking for the sniper that the soldier spotted four men abandoning a car and running away.
We were standing beside the car. I was looking inside, and I saw a black hood and some AK-47 magazines with rounds inside. And then the car started shaking. You know, I got scared. I'm like, whoa, what the hell? And inside the trunk, it was this guy. We could hear him, you know, saying, thank you, thank you. He heard English when we were speaking.
Sergeant Michaud pried open the trunk and pulled out a young man bound in handcuffs and blindfolded.
This guy was happy. He was really, really happy that we found him.
When he take me out of the truck, I kiss him so much.
Asar should now be one of the thousands of abducted Iraqis whose mutilated or headless corpses are found dumped by roadsides. His ordeal really began 3 months ago when the Shiite Mehdi militia burned down his mobile phone store. Asar decided to take his wife and 3-month-old daughter out of the country. A friend put him in touch with a man who promised to get him a black market passport. Eventually, Asar met up with the man to collect the passport. Instead, he was bundled into the trunk of a car and taken to one of the many abandoned houses in Ghazaliya. Asar isn't exactly sure who took him, but he suspects it was the Mehdi army. He believes his friend sold him out.
If my close friends sell me out, I can't trust anyone. When the Americans save me, I beg them not to transfer me to the Iraqi army. I'm afraid of everyone.
His kidnappers called his father, demanding a $100,000 ransom. His father pleaded for time to raise the money. 3 days later, the kidnappers' patience seemed to run out. They forced him in the trunk again. Asar had no doubt they were going to kill him for one reason.
Sunni.
Because Asar is a Sunni. When Asar called his family to tell him he was safe, they couldn't believe it. They were afraid to come and get him, afraid it was a setup. Eventually, Asar's father was persuaded his son had indeed been rescued.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
With tears pouring down his wizened, leathery face, 54-year-old Ahmed Jassim kissed every American soldier in sight. For this group of soldiers, it was a very good day.
Yep.
The U.S. troops would probably have not found Asar were they not living right in the neighborhood instead of a big base far off. Asar's mother told the soldiers the family has a big yard next to their house. She wants them to come and set up a base there. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.